Diabetes Breakthrough.
If you're sick of chocolate, you're not the only one. Did you eat too many? Did you buy that big candy heart and then stuck your hand in there too many times? I feel you. Hey, everybody. America Tonight. Kate Delaney's my name. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between and beyond our borders as well. If you're a first-timer, thanks for listening to the show. Stick around. We're not talking about aliens and spaceships as much as the popular guy down the dial. Though I love my George Norrie. I've listened to him at times when I was a kid, and occasionally we go in that direction, but we have both feet planted on the ground, and we're going to dig into a couple of things from the political world. Are we tired of this? It's kind of like a little break, since there's no Republican action other than some campaigning, but there's no debates, there's no caucuses, primaries. We don't have that again until the 22nd. Yeah. How about it? Because it seemed like it was a whirling dervish. You know what a whirling dervish is? Google it. It's part of the old Grateful Dead crowd. That's what they used to do. They would whip themselves into a whirling dervish. And that was what was happening across the country. Even Democrats were paying attention to the greatest show on earth, and that would be the debates. I think because they were waiting to see how nasty they would get in some cases, what was going to be said, big events that happened, bombs that would go off, if you will, politically in Washington, would then, boom, be up for grabs for the Republicans when they were debating, and a lot of that happened. Rick Santorum decided he's still going to burn up that shoe leather. He's ahead in a few of the polls, but ultimately, will it matter for Rick Santorum? He talked about everything that he thinks is wrong with the Obama administration.
This election is about the economy. It is about jobs. It is about national security. But ultimately, it is about the role of government in your lives.
The role of government. Ron Paul says the role of government is to get out of our lives. And I agree that government has gotten so cumbersome, too big. If you're looking for a job, the place to look is with the government. Government jobs are pound for pound paying more and are more readily available than in the private sector if we were to line them up next to each other. And part of that is because of what's happening to small businesses. But here's the thing, as you listen to Rick Santorum, the former senator, and then you look at Ron Paul and how he's come in second a couple of times, and boy, young people really like, a lot of people like Ron Paul. A lot of people listening to this show like Ron Paul. I like a lot of Ron Paul's ideas. But at what point do you, when you're doing this campaigning thing and you're Ron Paul or you're Rick Santorum or you're Newt Gingrich, do you just say, the establishment is pushing this guy named Mitt Romney, and they're not budging from Mitt Romney. He was the leader out of the gate. He's still the leader now. And in the end, he's still going to be the leader. But is this the guy who can beat an incumbent president who is now going to run on everything that he would list as positives, including killing Osama bin Laden? So at what point do the others decide I'm dropping out? Or I talked to my brother today. See, I have an interesting family. I've got a family of conservative Democrats. I have a family of liberal Democrats. I mean, conservative Republicans, liberal Democrats, independents. I mean, it's like a melting pot. So it's awesome because if you go to one of my family dinners where everybody, I'm saying extended family is there, you will find every flavor politically and everybody has an opinion. And we were taught not to hide our feelings about politics. We were taught, we were encouraged to participate. So it gets very challenging when you're passing the turkey, let's say, at Thanksgiving. And in talking to my brother who's in Tampa, and we're going to be broadcasting from Tampa where the Republican convention is, He says that in Florida, everybody's talking about a brokered convention, like it's absolutely going to happen, and that Jeb Bush might be the guy that's pushed forward or whatever. So there is a good chance that could happen. That's why I say, when do you consider dropping out if you're any of the other people when the push is so clearly for Mitt Romney from the, quotes, establishment? We've already talked about who is the establishment, so it's not worth diving into that. But Mitt Romney is going back to the roots of what he talked about in the beginning when he was running. And Romney throws up the negative ads. He got rid of Newt Gingrich in the last couple of weeks that way, and now he's going to do that against Rick Santorum. So they started to buy airtime in Michigan, which is where one of the fights will be, February 28th, and a couple of the other spots along the way. Romney has plenty of money to pump into this through his super PACs, and what they're going to do is they're going to pay attention to Rick Santorum's record in the U.S. Senate. He supported one of the earmark projects that was considered to be pretty wasteful spending. Remember the definitely ridiculed Bridge to Nowhere, the $400 million bridge? He supported that. So they're going to slam him, I'm certain of it, in the negative ads that are coming up there. And he's not as easy as a target as the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, because he doesn't have that kind of baggage, but he does have records where he supported government spending, and I think that's what they're probably going to try to nail him on as now things switch to ultimately the goal of what happens in Super Tuesday, where you have 10 states. I mean, that's the jackpot. Winning people over, conservative voters over in Michigan, Arizona, to build some kind of momentum is what's going to happen. That's where they're all pushing for. But March 6th, 10 states is very, very, very big. So you see these national polls, and we start with Santorum, and you see that Santorum's momentum is real because he had those wins in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. But how does he get those delegates? How does he get the delegates? Because that's what clearly Santorum needs if he's going to have any kind of an edge over Romney. I mean, all Republican strategists will say that Romney is going to go for the jugular. He's going to go after Santorum because he wants to make sure he wraps this thing up. He's going to do whatever he has to win, or the people around him certainly are going to do that. So in watching this, conservatives are struggling with Romney. And, you know, conservatives are a tough crowd. You know it if you're listening to me, to be appeased. And that's the key thing to Romney getting this nomination. But, boy, it's crazy stuff to watch this. All right, coming up on the flip side, you can throw in your 2 cents if you want to, 800-259-5791. But we're going to dig into a couple of other things, including the House and Senate negotiators reaching a tentative payroll tax cut deal. What does that mean to you and me? Well, I'll tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Depending on how you look at it, I'm going to give it to you straight. Here's the deal. We've been talking about this payroll tax cut pack now for too long. I think a year and a half, it seems like to me. So over the holidays, there was the Band-Aid until February, and now there's this tentative agreement that would run out for the next 10 months, meaning until a new president is elected or the current one is reelected. So here's the deal. Under this agreement, it seems like this is what it's going to be, is a 2% point cut in the Social Security payroll tax, right? That would be extended through the end of the year. That means nearly $100 billion cost added to the deficit. So you get that? You're going to get $30 or $40 in your check, whatever. I'm going to break that down for you. But what dumps into the deficit is another $100 billion. Jobless benefits, in other words, the unemployment, is renewed with $30 billion or more paid in part through auctioning the broadcast spectrum, I'm not making this up, to wireless companies and requiring federal workers to contribute more toward their pensions. Okay? And by doing this, because remember, the payroll tax cut would benefit supposedly the numbers of 160 million people listening, maybe probably plenty of you actually listening to me right now, and it's a tax cut of about 20 a week for the typical worker making $50,000 a year. If you're making $100,000, you would get a $2,000 tax cut, right? So they just want to get it off the table is what I think, and they want to move on to something else. And because this is the fall election, they want to just fight about the election, the campaigning, not this other stuff. The one thing it does do for anybody who's worried about Medicare and their doctor dumping out because of not being reimbursed by Medicare, it averts a huge cut in Medicare payments to these docs. And it's financed by cuts in other places in the healthcare budget. So there were a lot of doctors who were squealing and saying, this is ridiculous. I don't even want to practice anymore because I've got all these people that are, I can't get the money back from, and I can't run a business that way. I can't be a practicing family doctor, for example, that way. So maybe that staves off the elimination of the guy down the street who's known you your whole life, who's your doctor. And in that sense, that could be good for people who are going to those doctors. So people in states with very high unemployment rates would be eligible for more weeks. Maximum benefits are 99 weeks in states with the highest jobless rate, 63 in more states. In most of the states, that's what it is. So you understand what I was saying. That's just some strokes, some broad strokes about, and some specifics about what would happen if this gets approved. I think it gets approved. The Republicans, this is going to kill them politically, some of them, because this is 2 months after a fight over the renewal of the tax cut that happened already. So this is just a repeat of what happened before, only this time it's going to be for 10 months. And the key is the number that I said before. So you might get your 20 a week. Say that's the average. But what are we adding more, heaping on top of the deficit, another $30 billion? Who's going to pay for that in the end? We are going to pay for this, my friends, in the end, because how do we get out of this deficit? The spending has to stop. It has to stop. And all we're doing is expanding government, and all we're doing is dumping more money into that deficit. It's very scary to me because I don't think people are paying attention to that floating number. And that floating number hits 17, 18, 19 trillion. I don't know. We all might be taking the boat for a brave new world someplace else, because how do you dig out of that? It seems to be we're just fiscally irresponsible. There seems to be no end in sight with that, no end in sight. And then on top of everything else, when on this show we do a segment called Made in America, we've got this corporate tax reform that's being discussed. The Treasury Secretary, Tiny Tim Geithner, said that he's defending the call for the higher taxes on the wealthy. But here's what happens. Companies pay different levels of taxes, obviously, and they want to cut in the corporate tax rate. I've talked about this before. It's 35%. They want, you know, 25% or whatever, just something to pull out of that to give some companies reasons to come back because they say they can't afford it. So Geithner was speaking before the Senate Finance Committee just after this budget was dropped off the day before with $3.8 trillion budget, by the way. And Geithner, on the heels of that, said that, we got to end manufacturing tax breaks for oil and gas companies, but expand it for the high-tech companies. So it's obvious that these are different set of rules for different companies, and this is where there's going to be big problems. I think what they should just do is trim it from 35 to 25 and bring more back, bring more business back that's gone away. Are we talking about doing a rehaul of the U.S. tax code? I looked this up. The last time they did a rewrite of the tax code, do you know when it was? 1986 under Ronald Reagan. That's the last time they did that. So this is what it is. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You win, you win, you lose, you lose, you win, you lose. That's what it is. And if they would just, I think if they would just change that number. Now, some people listening are probably like, oh, forget that. Why should they get that tax break from 35 to 25%? Why? Because it'll create more jobs. I think, honestly, it does. It will create more jobs. And there has to be incentive for business, or they're not going to, well, how are you going to hire if you don't have the money? And people who say, well, then we shouldn't have gotten to this position in the first place, I agree with you. But when you look at companies and you're running a company, they have to make a profit. So if they have to cut everyone out and do more work themselves or have a few people that are doing the work, that's exactly what's going to happen. And we've already seen that. We've seen that the last couple of years. And just even 2 years ago, 3 years ago, of course, 2008 was disastrous, the fall of 2008. But even after that, 9, 10, 11, rough years. People who were going to retire didn't retire. People who were starting businesses really were crippled with what happened with the economy, not expecting that to happen. Business really dropped off for a lot of people, especially people connected in any way to the housing industry. They really are still in a position where they can't, there's just no lifeboat big enough to save everybody. They just can't get the work. Because how many existing homes are for sale versus, geez, let's go and build a few new ones. So I say lower that tax rate, really, honestly. And this is nothing new. I've been touting this for a long time, as other people have, after talking to plenty of business people on this show, that how many promises did we get from folks that they would do things a little bit differently if they had that tax rate, because then they have the money to do what they need to do as far as hiring is concerned. That is key. That is key. All right, here's a reason why I love living in the United States of America. I'm reminded of it each and every day in different ways. I saw something on one of the wires about an Afghan government request out of Kabul that a female television journalist have a headscarf, and that they all have headscarves and avoid makeup, because if they do that, I mean, they're saying, what the government is saying is that's not proper to do it. So any of them that were wearing makeup, and they were made up like a journalist would be made up, they were told not to do that. So that infuriated some people in the biz. And they say that it's proof that the Taliban will regain a share of the power. Oh, my, oh, my. Of course, if I lived in Afghanistan, you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now. There wouldn't be a radio show with a female. Now, there's about 120 female TV presenters, though, across that country, and they all have to go back to the headscarf. Oh, it's good to be an American. We can count next.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. so our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Counts. I just wanted to hear them say 12, the way they say that. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Guess what? Kate Upton got the cover of the 2012 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. It's one of these things that come out every year that makes grown men cry and women weep equally when they realize, how do they get these bodies? Are they for real? Upton is a cute girl, too, young. She's like 19 years old, and she's the cover of the swimsuit issue, as I mentioned. She's got a string bikini on, and she's in Australia. You can see the water of Australia behind her. I saw an interesting photo of her, though, that I thought was good. There was a picture of her a couple of weeks ago. She's the spokesmodel for Carl's Jr. Hamburgers. Any of you ever have a Carl's Jr. Hamburger? We could argue about cheeseburgers all night long on this show, by the way, because, you know, it's always about food in certain areas, whatever you grew up with, the best pizza, the best burger, the best chicken fried steak. And a lot of people, pound for pound, like Carl's Jr.'s. And she was sitting on the backside of a convertible, just chowing down on a burger. And she is the spokesperson besides the cover of Sports Illustrated, the spokesperson for Carl's Jr. You have to just love that. You have to think that Christy Brinkley and Elle McPherson somewhere are cringing over that. But it is one of the biggest issues that they put out. They sell thousands and thousands and thousands of copies. And in an era where magazines are being hit hard because everything's about the internet, it's the one thing that Sports Illustrated does that will get people to buy. And they do. They come out and they absolutely buy. This might be one of my favorite stories of the last couple of days. This story about a 12-year-old California boy who was home in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, and called police and hid in his bathroom when he saw somebody try to break into the house. He whispered into the phone saying, "He's trying to break through my door." He whispered. He saw that the guy was trying to get into the house. He had enough presence to do that. And the dispatcher said that 6 officers were coming, that lights and sirens were there. The cops rushed to the scene. When they got there, the suspect was gone. But the boy was credited with handling it in textbook fashion, as they say. I was pretty aware when I was his age, but think about it. For all of you out there, were you aware enough to do that? Would you have the presence of mind to do that? I have to say I wouldn't have been. I don't think I would have been able to do that. Go in a closet, be quiet, go to the bathroom, call, and that's it. You just think you would be so freaked out. This is a crazy situation. There was a guy who gained his 15 minutes of fame for claiming that he could live in a $340,000 Texas house for $16. Well, fame definitely has its downside, because Kenneth Robinson, who filed an affidavit of adverse possession, which would give him the right to live in the empty foreclosed house, has been ordered to vacate. Yep. He has talked to law school students. He created a website to show other people how to do the same thing. And a Denton County judge ruled just the other day that Bank of America can force him to leave. The bank says it foreclosed on the house last month and they want him out. A real estate lawyer says, beware, for everybody who thinks they can pull the same thing, you are misinterpreting what adverse possession means. So let's see if they actually can pry him out of there. See if they can do that. This is a sad story out of Australia about this American tourist who was inside a tree. They found the decomposing body of a woman in suburban Sydney last month, the American tourist, and there was actually a lot of publicity about her disappearing. Melissa Joy Ditzel was her name, and this happened a few weeks ago. There was somebody was hiking, and they said that they could smell something was wrong with the tree, and unfortunately they found her body. She had, how they could largely identify her, she had American clothing, they said, when she died, was on her, and they could use dental records and missing person files, and that's how they came up with it. She was 22 years old. She's from Redlands, California. She went to Sydney last October or November after she graduated from BYU, and she had been missing for more than a month when they found her body. She was very, very big and comfortable. She was big about the outdoors, very comfortable in the outdoors. So she was excited to go to Australia. And she came from apparently a very big family, 9 siblings. She studied elementary education at BYU. She was a nanny in Sydney, and she'd lost her job. She'd been homeless, they thought, and had lived in the oak tree where they found her. So they say that she might have been dead for a while before they discovered her. Oh, it's not suspicious. They are ruling it actually as a suicide. Such a rough thing. She just didn't want to tell anyone that she was in that situation. She didn't want to have to call her family or whatnot and let them know what was happening with her. Terrible, terrible. least we forget the mugshot of Mel Gibson. You remember his odd smile? Remember the mugshot of him? Well, if you don't remember it, there's a website dedicated to kooky DUI photos and whatnot. The deputy who arrested Mel Gibson for drunken driving and later claimed that he suffered religious discrimination at work settled his lawsuit Tuesday against the sheriff's department. Boy, that was a long time ago when that happened. I mean, this goes back a ways. Remember, his name was James Mee. He got a $50,000 settlement. It has to be approved by the county claims board, but they don't think that's going to be a problem. A trial was scheduled to begin this week, so that was canceled. They were going back and forth and playing chicken there. Mee, who's Jewish, claimed his superiors discriminated against him after arresting Gibson in 2008. That's how long ago that happened. He had appeared in a public service announcement while building close relations with the department, if you remember. And in the end, this just really blew up in Mel Gibson's face. He pulled him over in Malibu. And what Mee said is that the supervisors made him move the anti-Semitic comments by Gibson at the time from a report, like pull them out of there. And so that's what that lawsuit was about. So he won some money. He won some money from that. How about that? Oh, my. The Florida Tourist Board finds themselves in a sticky situation. They've got to defend these crazy plans they have for a massive bikini parade. See, we started with bikinis and the cover of Sports Illustrated, and we're ending that way for Week and Count. You know, the idea is you got to do kooky, crazy things to get people to want to come to your state. There's a lot of competition. So Panama City, Florida is attempting to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest bikini parade and knock Australia off the throne. The event is March 6th. It's at one of the most popular spring break destinations in the country. Panama City's known for that. So they're going to have hundreds of women parading around, and it's not Girls Gone Wild. That's the thing. The Bay County Tourist Development Council came up with the idea to promote that area and get more tourists to the beach. They're defending that event. They say they need 358 girls in bikinis to break Australia's Gold Coast record. You know what? I have a feeling they are going to break the record. But there are some people that don't like the image of the bikini parade, and they're going to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. They're going to get enough people there. I don't see them canceling it. We just celebrated St. Valentine's Day. And on the 83rd anniversary of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Sin City honored one of its earliest relationships with the grand opening of a museum dedicated to mobsters. Yes, there are Tommy guns, money stacks, bullet-riddled brick wall from the 1929 massacre that saw Al Capone seize control of the Chicago mob. Las Vegas has a love affair with gangster roots. Its longtime former mayor played himself in the mob flick Casino, remember? Hotels promote the origins, but the publicly funded $42 million mob museum represents something completely different for Sin City. Even the local FBI agents are in on this one. Yep, they've got oddball things. Shovels, hammers, baseball bat, ice pick. Some of the creative killers, some of the ways they killed people. They're going to open it this year under the name Mob Attraction Las Vegas. And check this out. The museum is housed in a former Depression-era federal courthouse where the 7th of 14 U.S. Senate hearings on organized crime were held in the 50s. How wild is that?
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Cover some ground before we get there, including what's going to happen with this defense budget. We've talked about this, and now it's a reality. And, you know, I actually in some ways feel for Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, because I don't think he's completely on board with this whole thing. He's struggling with how he's going to make this work, and especially he wants to give everybody the heads up who we'll be expecting certain things in 2, 3, 4 years down the line that aren't going to be there, including any kind of a pay increase. And in some cases, they're going to have to, well, in all cases, they're going to have to ante up more for their health care, and that's going to be tricky. So you think of the times. So Leon Panetta tried to tackle that and really tried to give the warning to say, listen, with all the money that I've been asked to cut out, and because nobody could come up with any kind of a decision, the automatic trigger goes into effect. That slams us even more. So I want to give you fair notice. Get ready if you're in the military.
We've created sufficient room to allow full pay raises in 2013 and 2014. However, we will provide more limited pay raises beginning in 2015, giving troops and their families fair notice and lead time before changes take effect. To build the force needed to defend the country under existing budget constraints, the growth and costs of military pay and benefits must be put on a sustainable course. This is an area of a budget that has grown by nearly 90% since 2001. We're recommending increases in health care fees, in co-pays and deductibles that are to be phased in from 4 to 5 years. None of these fee proposals would apply to active duty service members.
All right, so active duty people, as Panetta said there, it's different for them, but then all the people who just have come back from Iraq, et cetera, have dumped out. And for those that would come back from Afghanistan, or just people in the past that have served, are going to have to get ready to live with what other people have had to live with, no cost of living increases, that kind of thing. And more importantly, always scary is the tweak to health care. But that's something that not just the veterans are dealing with, other people are dealing with too. But you could tell that he's uncomfortable with trying to figure out how to rearrange this money. He's flat out said it the first time around. Hey, speaking of money, this would be an interesting place, seriously, to be a fly on the wall. Now, the payroll tax extension, you know, that bipartisan deal, like it looks like they have a pact going on. Okay, oh, the Republicans give in, and it's going to be here for 10 months, and now here's my budget. Nobody likes my budget, but this is what the budget is, and the deficit, all the numbers, basically. And saying that you got to tax the rich more, tax the rich more, the Buffett rule, tax the rich more. And how many times has the president said those words? He is backed by Wall Street people. He is backed by big money in the PACs. So yeah, Warren Buffett might say, sure, I'll pay more money. But the president is going to go back to New York, the Big Apple, on March 1st for a fundraiser with investment bankers and hedge fund managers. And this will be his first big dollar money event since calling for more taxes on the wealthy in this 2013 budget. They're going to have a $35,800 a person dinner at ABC Kitchen. But that's the first of four fundraising deals. Then after that, he is going to go to Blair Efron's place, partner and co-founder of Centerview Partners. And then the list goes on and on of who's who in the investment world. So, and there's other people that aren't necessarily investment people, but they run giant companies, like the president of Chelsea Piers, or the executive vice president of Pfizer. So just to reiterate why I would want to be a fly on the wall, in the budget he called for $1.4 trillion in new money over 10 years from the top of the income scale, saying higher taxes on wages and investments, so not just wages, investments, and limiting itemized deductions. He would tax long-term capital gains at 20%, up from the current 15% for people making more than $200,000 and families making more than $250,000. So they're still inviting him, so I have to assume that they're embracing Obama coming and supporting him still. That's what the dirty little secret is. As much as some of the Democrats will hammer the idea about, oh, the bankers and the bailing out the banks and what was done and all this, these horrendous people, the greed, it's time to turn things around, and what about the middle class? They're those people, And they're backed by those people. The Democrats backed by those people. So this is the problem with Washington. Everybody talks out of both sides of their mouth. I mean, that's it. That's what's happened with Democrats in the past. That's what's happening with Republicans. It's the same thing. So they, it's like, what was the old expression? Calling the kettle black? Yeah, there's a lot of calling the kettle black, but they're both doing, they're all doing the same thing. I mean, come on, give me a break. We look at now what's happening with the slowdown for the Republicans in the race to get the nomination just over this next 8 days or so that's left until we get to the 22nd, and then it kicks back up into high gear. And then, of course, March 6th with Super Tuesday is huge. And everybody's campaigning, but it's a question of where they're going to end, where they're going to show up in the polls heading into Super Tuesday, heading into Michigan before that. And the third major poll released in just a couple of days show that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and the senator, the former senator from Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum, statistically tied among Republican primary voters nationwide, for what it's worth, for what the polls spell out. The latest survey from CBS News, New York Times, shows that Santorum has 30% support. That's compared to 27 for Romney, and that's within that five-point range. By the way, Texas Congressman Ron Paul was 30 at 12%. Newt Gingrich pulling up the rear, 10%. So Santorum, what's interesting, has doubled his 16% support from a month ago. He was in third behind Newt Gingrich. And the former House Speaker has lost 11 points of support since then. Romney's just stayed the same. He's really in the driver's seat in some of these polls, but he's neck and neck. He's always neck and neck with whoever the other person is. So I think the ads are going to be something to watch in all the upcoming states, and then ultimately in the big one, the Super Tuesday race, because there's going to be a lot of excitement over the results, and maybe the results will surprise a few people. You know, this is not a definite given for Romney. It certainly seems that he's more than been anointed by the establishment, but that doesn't mean somebody couldn't rock his world. That's why we'll probably see a brokered convention. Most likely, when can you remember them ever talking about a brokered convention? Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net.